Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Kim on a whim.
Well, if you're a commercial truck driver, you better be able to speak proficient English. That is an executive order that Donald Trump just signed on Monday. And, you know, I noticed a lot of people talking on our social media yesterday about this, which is why I wanted to bring it up today. I think a lot of people have opinions about this. Should this be a requirement? I understand why it's necessary. You know, they're talking about how, well, first of all, remember Trump designated English as the country's official language. That was back in March. But think about all the things that these commercial truck drivers would potentially come across during a typical shift, however long that is. I know sometimes those are pretty long, where they would need to make sure that they can speak English and speak it well. They would have to be able to and understand traffic signs. Let's say that they come across law enforcement, border patrol, checkpoints, things like that, those weight limit stations that you see when you're driving on the interstate. When they're talking to other truck drivers, I mean, that's very common. They're going back and forth. There's issues on the road. They're dealing with their employers. I mean, there's a number of reasons why they would need to be able to speak English well, not just broken English.
Well, it was already the law. I mean, that's the point. It was just never enforced. So you'll hear people today claiming that this is not fair and you're going to be depriving people of jobs. But this was already a federal law that that was never enforced. So all the EO says is, from this point forward, we're going to enforce this.
Mm-hmm. Funny you say that, because the decision was celebrated by, it says, owner-operated independent drivers association. And 150,000 truckers, I guess, that are represented with that have also come out in support of this, saying, yeah, we see the necessity for this. You brought up how this was already technically in place. It just hasn't been enforced. I was going down a rabbit hole with this yesterday, and there was a guy, never heard of him, but he was on YouTube, claims he's this globally recognized oil and gas expert. And that was the exact point that he was making, Mark.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about it is it looks to me like this was passed in 2014. I could be wrong about that, but I'm looking here. Driver qualifications concerning applicability of language requirements to drivers who do not meet the standard. It was put in the Federal Register October 1st of 2014. So this is an Obama-era law that was passed that's never been enforced.
Listen to what this guy was saying about it.
Okay.
You see, this regulation already exists. You're already supposed to speak English. They stopped enforcing it during the Shell Revolution because we needed truck drivers. And we couldn't find truck drivers. And lobbyists from the oil and gas industry went to Barack Obama and other people, I'm sure, in Congress and lobbied. And the decision was made to not enforce this rule.
That's the argument you're going to hear now, is that this is going to lead to a massive trucker shortage because you will have to have all these people quit their jobs if they can't speak proficient English.
Are you going to argue to me that, so I've heard this racist argument before, that illegal aliens who we bring in to do farm work are doing jobs that Americans won't do. I've got relatives who are truck drivers still to this day. I don't think he's retired yet. A couple of them. And cousins, first cousins, they work their butts off every day. Some of them haul long distance. Others haul locally. That's a good job. It's a good paying job. Mm-hmm. It takes a commitment to be away from your family sometimes for a week at a time while you're driving. But those can be good, solid jobs. Why will Americans not take those jobs? It's not that difficult to get a CDL. Plus, how do you get a CDL if you don't speak the language? You have to have a commercial driver's license and pass a fairly rigorous training course where you learn the rules of the road, how to back the truck up. You have to prove you're proficient in backing up an 18-wheeler and keeping it in its lane and all of those things. So, making right turns and not ripping the fender off of a car or taking a light pole out. You have to do those things.
So many of these tests that you have to take now, I've seen where they're touting how, oh, we offer it in 18 different languages, right? So is that something I wonder where they've tried to be more quote-unquote inclusive and they've tried to, for that reason, offer it in more languages? And let's say that they find out that someone is only a Spanish speaker. Let's just say that.
Yes.
They would bring in a trainer who would be doing the CDL test with them to make sure that they can do all those things who also speak Spanish. So they wouldn't then ever require them. There would be no need during that whole process, the testing process, for them to speak proficient English.
Maybe you're right. I mean,
by the way, if you listen to us in the morning, I would love to know what that test is like if they offer it in different languages for that reason.
Sure. Well, I know we have truck drivers who listen to this show, and I'm sure some of them would be anxious to comment on this. So if you have information on that, if you have a CDL and you want to call in and talk to us, 314-241-9797. I'll try to get your calls here either in this segment or the next segment. But this is maddening to me. So I couldn't have. There's also a public safety issue. Now, I understand you can type in the directions of where you want to go on a GPS, mm-hmm. and you could probably change the language settings so that it will tell you in your language where to go and what to do next.
That's why ladies pick the Australian accent guy.
Thank you. Well, yeah, no kidding. I had the British lady for the longest time, too, on mine.
It's less irritating when they tell you what to do. Like, please turn
please
right.
Turn
like, all right, fine. You sound nice.
Exactly. So, but I was thinking back to, like, I've driven in.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Ireland. We rented a car and drove around Ireland, and that of course is not a problem. But had I gone to Germany or France or somewhere like that where I don't speak the language and had to traverse the highways, and you're not going to be able to understand the road mm-hmm. signs or anything.
Is this an issue in other countries, I wonder? Or if you went to those countries, you would exclusively see German-speaking drivers or French-speaking drivers?
I do think in the European Union, they can cross borders pretty easily and do that, just you can if you're a tourist. But NAFTA was supposed to have an impact on this to where it would allow truck drivers from Mexico to cross the border and drive all the way across the United States to deliver their goods. And I maybe that's when the change was made. I know NAFTA was revised under Trump, and I don't know why that wouldn't have been changed back if it was thought to be a safety hazard.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just sounds like what you heard the guy say is they were dealing with a trucker shortage, and during the Obama administration, it was like, well, this is an easy solution to that.
Yeah, I don't know. Ethan, you can check with Matthew on this. That somebody has called in here on line one, but I don't see an identifier or anything on there. So I don't know if that's a call regarding the subject or not. But yeah, I do think this is it's overdue. I had no idea there was an English language requirement for commercial drivers.
I didn't either. I do see that the Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, is going to be issuing new guidance on English proficiency testing and enforcement policies. And if they're caught not being able to speak proficient English as a commercial truck driver,
right. That
driver would be essentially out of service.
That is a truck driver. His name's Darren on line one.
All right, let's get to Darren here. Darren, good morning to you. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Hey, I've been a truck driver for 38, 39 years, something like that. And it's kind of funny that you bring this up because me and my best friend were talking. We're both truck drivers yesterday about this. And he was telling me about a study that they did that when these tow truck drivers come out there to accident scene, about 75% to 80% of these drivers that are crashing anywhere between, you know, just a fender bender to just flat out, I mean, totaling a truck, you know, killing people, are they can barely speak English.
So that's where the safety hazard is, obviously, and the suggestion. But here's my question. You've had your CDL for a long time. I don't know what the current courses are like, but wouldn't you need to speak English to take a CDL class and pass it?
Or do they offer it in different languages?
Well, they're supposed to, you're supposed to take it in English, but I grandfathered in. I had a chauffeur's license back in the day, so I had already been driving long enough when CDL came out that I grandfathered in. All I had to do is take the written, but that's the problem. These courses, they're pushing these guys through these driving courses in just a matter of just a few weeks to maybe a couple of months, and then all of a sudden they're turning them loose in 80,000 pounds, just death machines.
So you support this? I take it. What Trump did, the executive order.
1,000%, yeah. Absolutely. Because I go from St. Louis to Nashville, Tennessee, and back every single day.
Wow.
And just the stupidity that I see out here, these drivers. It used to be what we call four-wheelers is just people in cars.
Yeah.
What were the problem? Now it's about 50-50 with truck drivers. They'll pull over on the shoulder for some odd reason. And when they go to take off, if they even use the turn signal, they will just pull off the shoulder from a dead stop. These trucks don't take off like a car does, and that's the mentality they have. It's like, well, this is what I do in a car, so I'm going to do this in a truck too.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, and thanks for the great information on that, Darren. Thank you.
You bet. Thank
you. Take care. I appreciate that. We got several more callers on the line here. I'm going to get to a quick break here, Ethan. And we'll be back. I'll get to your calls. Hang on here. I'd like to hear from some more of these truck drivers on this new regulation signed yesterday in an executive order by Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.